7:9-4. We'll sing all three stanzas. And men, whether you know it or not, you see that word melody down there? Those are the notes for the men, for the bass notes. And the ladies don't sing that whole first measure. There are no notes for the ladies. The ladies sing the echo. So the men take the lead. Some people are not sure where we're looking. You look here. See that thing? There are no notes there. Those are where the ladies' notes are.
What makes you think I'm not singing the top line?
So men, we come. The men sing them to start with the song with the melody. And then halfway through, then we all sing together. Alright, 7:9-4.
Unto thee, O Lord, will I lift up my soul. Unto thee, O Lord, will I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Ashamed, let not my enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that way on me be ashamed. Yea, let none that way on me be ashamed.
Chair for you up here. I heard we can go get one for him if he really needs it. There, John chapter 15, Gospel of John chapter 15, verses 1 through 9. Sammy, do you want to take the next scripture reading after a few songs? You'll consent to that? It's still in John chapter 15, verses 10 through 21, so you get a chance to look ahead if I didn't ask you way ahead of time. So John 15, verses 1 through 9 to start with. Hymn number 1005.
Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining afar through shadows dim, giving a light for those who long have gone, and guiding the wise men on their way into the place where Jesus lay. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. beautiful star of Bethlehem. Shine upon us until the glory be dawn. Oh, give us thy light to light the way into the land of perfect day. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star, the hope of rest for the redeemed, the good, the blessed. Yonder in glory, twin the crown is won. For Jesus is now that star divine, brighter and brighter he will shine. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawn. Oh, give us the light to light the way into the land of perfect day. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on.
You read John chapter 15, verses 1 through 9. It says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself, but it must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. Let us go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear loving Heavenly Father, again, we thank you so very much for your love. You loved us so much that you sent your Son Jesus down here for us. And Lord, we are so very grateful for times like this where we cheat here, Lord, to worship you. And it's our prayer that as we continue to go about this worship service, that we continue to focus our hearts and our minds on all that you have given us, all that you bless us with. And it's our prayer that we can continue to show our appreciation to you day by day, as living our lives as those living sacrifices unto you, and to continue to share the gospel with those that we run across, and also just to always be attentive for different times and opportunities where we might be able to serve not only each other, but all men. So Lord, again, we thank you for this opportunity where we have to be able to just come and to worship and to praise you and to give you all glory, and continue to focus our hearts and our minds on that. We ask this prayer in Jesus' name.
5:35 or
9:35. Sinners, Jesus will receive.
Oh, okay.
I'm glad somebody's listening to me. Sometimes I don't listen to myself.
Sinners, Jesus will receive, and this word of praise to all who the heavenly path will lead. All who linger, all who fall, sing it all. Make the message clear and plain. Christ, receive purged from every spotless stain, and with him I enter in, singing it o'er and o'er again. Christ received the sinful man, make the message clear and plain. Christ received the sinful man.
Number 464, Cause He Lives. 464, and following this song, we have opportunity for those who are unable to assemble this morning to partake of the Lord's Supper. So when the one who is officiating at the table after makes comments or prayer, when he comes close by, just hold your hand up and he will stop and serve you at that time. 464, first and last.
God sent His Son, they call Him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is here to prove my Savior lives. He lives, I can face tomorrow, because He lives, all fear is gone, because I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He lives.
Vacation.
Welcome. Say what?
Vacation.
Vacation? You
He said a vacation for me.
Hymn number 822. The title of the song is Sweet Will of God. It's a song about our dedication or resolution, commitment on our part. It's almost we're making a resolution. In singing the words of this song. Number 822, first and last. The object of the words are to bring us closer to God. 822.
My stubborn will at last hath yielded. I would be thine and mine alone. And this a prayer my lips are bringing. Lord, let in me thy will be done. Sweet will of God, still hold me closer, till I am whole.
Closer till I am holy. if you would. If you want to follow with a prayer, you're very welcome to do that too. 421. 421. Song's titled Sweet, Sweet Spirit. Starts out really low, but it gets really high. 421.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that it's the spirit of the Lord. There are sweet expressions on His face, and I know they feel the
command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I have learned from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I have chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last. And so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command: love each other. If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hates me first. If you belonged into this world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. Remember what I told you: A servant is not greater than his master. They are persecuted me. They will persecute you also. If they obey my teachings, they will obey yours also. They will treat you this way because of my name, for they do not know the one who sent me. Bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to approach you in prayer. Please be with those who will not be able to make it tonight. Please be with us and help us spread your word to others, that Christ came to the world to spread your light, and he died for all our sins. Thank you for your mercy and grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Should mention too, if there's ever a song that you'd like to have led in, like the first Sunday evening or even during the worship, there's every once in a while I'll give Dennis a list of songs that might have to do with my lesson. For anything, then I say, choose a couple of these if you would. And like this morning, had to do with service or mission going out. And but if there's ever a song that you would like to, that we haven't sung for a while, I know Dennis says, I get stuck sometimes with the same songs. I just recycle those. So, and he has to sing a lot more than I do. Five, ten every week, 40 songs a month. a lot of suggestions.
Thank you.
All right. Let's sing one last song, and my voice is going. But number 456. 456. Of course, you have to choose songs he knows that I know. Number 456. All three stanzas, then we'll close and enjoy time together for those that would like to stay. 456.
As I journey here in the toil and tear, there's a rainbow in the cloud. He will say, greatly, I must have no fear. There's a rainbow in the cloud. There's a rainbow that is shining. There's a rainbow in the cloud. When life's race is run and the victory's won, there's a rainbow in the cloud. When the way seems dark and the night grows long, there's a rainbow in the cloud. When my way grows drear and no friend seems near, there's a rainbow in the cloud. There's a rainbow that is shining. There's a rainbow in the cloud. When life race is run and the victory's won, there's a rainbow in the cloud. When the storms all pass, comes a brighter day, there's a rainbow in the cloud. In that city fair, there's a crown to wear. There's a rainbow in the cloud. There's a rainbow that is shining. There's a rainbow in the cloud. When life's race is run and the victory's won, there's a rainbow in the cloud.
Announcements we need to make before we have our closing prayer. Hey, Dennis Severin, I'm going to have you lead a prayer in just a moment. Look out for one another. Let folks know we miss them when they're away. You know, fulfill our mission, our service, our stewardship. All right. Don't forget, there's after we have our closing prayer, allow those who to make some final preparations in the back, and then they'll send out the call when all things are ready. So, Dennis, if you would lead us in the dismissal prayer, please.
Our great, merciful God in heaven, we again come before you acknowledging your greatness, your power, your awesome glory. We pray, God, that our praise is always pleasing and acceptable to you. We pray, God, that our praise is a sweet offering of fragrant incense in your court. We pray, God, your continued watch care over us, your patience with us. And we pray your blessings on the food that's been prepared for the nourishment of our bodies. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.